Parashat Umah, so much to talk about. The parsha that begins to tell us about the Mishkan. We discussed in the past about the concept of Tumah. We talked about the Shulchan. We talked about different things. This year, I wanted to talk about a very interesting part, a vessel. Is it a vessel in the Mishkan, which we find right in the center, in the highest place, in the most sacred place in the Mishkan?
Yeah, we're not talking about the Aron. There's another kli that the Torah focuses on, and it's not the Kruvim either. It's the Kaporet. This covering, this something which seems to just be the covering of the Aron, gets its own psukim, gets its own importance, to the point it seems that everything is really about this Kaporet.
Exactly. And it's such a seemingly nothing that even the Gemara tries to understand what is the size of it, what is the width of it. And the Gemara says, mashu, something. That's the minimum size that we have, so that's what it is. The Torah doesn't even mention how wide it has to be. What is this Kaporet about? What does it mean for us today? What does this have to do with Kapara that we know so famously from Yom Kippur, from Korbanot? What does it have to do with Kofir, with the tar that was put on the Teva by Noach? And why is Kodesh HaKodeshim sometimes even called Beit HaKaporet? What is this all about? Hope you enjoy it. Take a look. So this week for Parashat Truma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts telling Moshe to create the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan, what to do, how to do, the different kelim, the different vessels in the Mishkan. We talked about the Shulchan in the past. We talked about this concept of Truma, donation. How can, on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu command to give a donation? How do those two things work together? This year, I want to talk about a very interesting part in the Mishkan that when you look at it, you really have to ask, what is this? What is this thing about? We know that the holiest part in the Mishkan, the holiest place in the Mishkan, Dash is Kodesh HaKodeshim, where the Aron HaBrit was, where the Holy Ark was, with the Luchot HaBrit inside, with the two tablets inside. And on top of this Ark, on top of Aron HaBrit, the Torah tells us that there has to come a Kaporet with Kruvim. Now, we all picture the Kruvim. We have these things in our imagination from pictures we've seen in the past, what they might have looked like, what we think they look like, these two things with wings, babies, not babies. But very interestingly, when you learn the Torah, when you read the Torah, you see that it's not only about these two kruvim. There's something else there. There is the kaporet. Kaporet is this piece on the bottom, which is actually the thing to cover the Aron. And the Torah emphasizes this kaporet. It's not only about the kruvim, but the kaporet has a purpose for it too. And there are many learnings in the Gemara about this kaporet, and so much so that the Torah emphasizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe on top of the kaporet between the kruvim. And later on in Tanakh and Chazal, call the Mikdash, call the Mishkan, call Kodesh HaKodeshim Beit HaKaporet. So what is this Kaporet about? What is this thing about? Is it just a base for the Kruvim? Or is there something much more to it? What is the purpose of this Kaporet? What does this even mean, a Kaporet? Is this a different vessel? Is this a different kli? What is this all about?
Yeah, I agree. So many psukim talk about this Kaporet. It seems as if it's something of itself, when all it really seems to be is a covering for the Aron. You don't want it to be open, you put a covering. Or maybe the base for the Kruvim. But no, this is, as you said, Kodesh HaKodeshim is Beit HaKaporet. I think the way to start understanding this is first to understand, what does that actually mean? The word Kaporet. We know that word fills the Mikdash. Kapara, Kapara, Lechaper. Yom Kippurim is the day we go into Beit HaKaporet. We have many words for forgiveness. We use them all about Slicha and Mechila and Kapara. What does that actually mean? When you really want to understand what something means, the way to do it is go to where it shows up first in Torah. And where does this word show up first? By Noach. Hashem tells Noach, when he's building the ark, to cover it from the inside and on the outside with kofel. V'chiparta ota b'kofel. Meaning, what is he doing with this kapara, with this kofel? He's sealing the ark so the mabul on the outside doesn't come inside. The kofel, the kapara, seems to be something that separates between that mabul on the outside and makes sure not even one drop of the bad, of the mabul on the outside, enters inside. And if we think about the concept of kapara, we'll notice something interesting. The next time this appears is with Yaakov, when he's sending the presents to Esav in Parshat Vayishlach, when they're about to meet again after all these years, and he knows Esav is angry at him. He says, "Ulay achapra panav, I'll send him this and maybe he'll forgive me." And you have to stop and ask yourself, I mean, you did something wrong. You stole the bracha from him. He's angry at you for a reason. What is sending him a present have anything to do with what went wrong? But if we look onward, afterwards, all the places where kapara shows up, it doesn't actually have to do with the sin itself. We have the concept of lehitvadot, is when we talk about the sins that we did, we admit that we did them, we try to fix them, we have tshuva, we have changing our ways. Kapara is sort of something else. It's sometimes just like a ceremony. Do this and that, and then you get kapara. We know we have a day of kapara, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur begins and boom, the sins are gone. It seems that kapara by definition is not about actually going and dealing with the sins and correcting them and changing your ways. No, that's the essence of kapara. The essence of kapara is there's a mabul on the outside, but I create something, I do something that leaves that mabul out there and allows me to continue without that mabul in here. In other words, kapara is a separation between the past, the separation between my sins and the future and what I'm doing now. It's something which only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could give us, the ability to say, I know that you're not perfect. I know that you won't be able to correct all your ways. And this is key to the concept of a human being and a Kadosh Baruch Hu and God meeting. How could they even meet? How could someone fix his ways in a way that he's able to come face to face with a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is, there is no way. But the Kaporet. The Kaporet comes and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm ready to put a separation between that and our new meeting now. I'm starting a new page, as we say. Starting a new page means not that I managed to fix all my ways to a point where I am worthy of meeting God. No, it's God saying, yeah, you did your best. You should try to fix your ways, but I'm ready to skip over that. I'm ready to put here this separation and say, that's gone. I erased that. I put that behind us. And maybe this is why this is the center of the Mikdash. This is what it's all about. This is Kodesh HaKodeshim. This is where Hashem speaks to us. You know, we always think of the Aron as being where the Torah was, but actually the Torah wasn't in the Aron. The Luchot were, but not only the Luchot and the Shivrei Luchot, both the broken Luchot and the new ones. And also one more thing, Hashem tells Moshe later to put the man, a little bit of the man, that bread, the food that Hashem gave us day in, day out, no matter what we did, no matter how much trouble we did in the desert, it was always there. What the Aaron basically represents is the Luchot and the Shivrei Luchot. The fact that no matter what, Hashem is with us. Hashem is creating this place that will allow us to meet Him. And that's why the Kaporet is the base, is the surface from which, as the Pasuk says, that the Kruvim come from the Kaporet, from the ability. How could you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael meet? How could that be? Because Hashem made it possible. Because Hashem said, you're not perfect. You haven't fixed maybe all your ways. You've done your best, you've tried, but I'm creating a place, and I'm also going to have a day, as we know, Yom HaKippurim, where you're able to put that all behind you and be able to come and meet. You know where we will meet? The Pasuk ends and says, Me'ala Kaporet, on top of that Kaporet, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, where these two Kruvim meet, where Hashem will speak to you is there. You know why? Not necessarily because you're perfect, not necessarily because you're worthy, but because Hashem made this possible. Maybe this is why this Parsha shows up even before Chet Ha'Egel, before we mess up. We need to know that Hashem is creating a way for us to come together, for us to meet, even though we may sometimes mess up. Even though we're not perfect, we're still able to meet there on top of the Kaporet between the two Kruvim.
Very good, very good. You know, really, there's so much to unpack over here with this name Kaporet, with Beit HaKaporet, with Kodesh HaKodeshim. As one can imagine, we definitely, even if we would have wanted to, we can't get to the depth of it, to the levels, to the high levels of where it reaches, but we can try a little bit, like you were saying, to try to understand the Kaporet. So really, just like you were saying about Chet Ha'Egel, Moshe is commanded about the Kaporet just before Chet Ha'Egel, because we know what is about to happen. And the Gemara really says this, that the reason the Kaporet, the Kruvim, are for Miksha Achad Zahav, have to be made from one piece of gold, is that this gold will be Mechaper for Chet Ha'Egel that is about to happen. And the idea of this Kapara, the idea of this Kaporet, again, has many different explanations. The word itself, Kaporet, but if we go along with Rashi, Rashi says the Kaporet is a kisui, is a covering. And like you were saying, if we go all the way back to Parashat Noach, it's not only just a covering, it's something that seals entirely something from the outside of it, or the thing itself from anything else around it. The super separation, the super covering that covers it up, Shemechaseh. And we know the very famous pasuk from Mishlei, Al kol peshaim techaseh ahava, that no matter what happens, no matter how bad a person can be, when there is love, love can overcome those bad things. Not that it erases those bad things, not that it cancels those bad things, and not that it solves the bad things. things, but it covers them up. Meaning, you want to solve them, you want to erase them, go do tshuva, fix your ways, correct your ways, become a better person. But with the kapara, that's the first step, you can start getting there by realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of his love to us, overlooks those sins. Once you understand that, once you bring that korban back to the Mikdash, as we've discussed in the past about korbanot, once you take that step and say, I'm sorry, I want to fix my ways, that's it. Good, you already are on the track back. And even more so, says Rav Nachman very famously, that we also mentioned him so many times in the past, that once you just realize for a second that you even went backwards, once you have that realization that you went backwards, that already for itself is the step forward, is for itself the beginning of the return. Says Rav Nachman, this for itself is already the beginning of tshuva, is already the beginning of kapara, is already the beginning of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe this is also the reason why on the regalim, when all of Am Yisrael would come up to the Mikdash and bring with them the korbanot that they had to bring, but then in the Mikdash, they would open the parochet, also a very interesting word, which has the same letters as kapara. This parochet, which unlike the masach, the screen that was in the beginning of the Mishkan to cover up the entrance to the Mishkan, this parochet was right in front of Kodesh HaKodeshim to cover up, not only to cover, but also to seal Kodesh HaKodeshim, to make sure that it's covered. But then on the regel, they would open up that parochet in the Mikdash and open the doors of the Heichal so all of Am Yisrael can see directly into Kodesh HaKodeshim, to see the Aron, to see the Kuvim, and to see the Kaporet, to see the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Am Yisrael, to see this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe. On top of the Kaporet, on top of this sealing, on top of this covering, inside the covering of the parochet, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows himself. Out of this hitkasut, out of this covering, comes the revelation, comes the hitgalut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. This is the depth of this kaporet. This is what this kaporet is all about. And because of this relationship, because of this love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Am Yisrael, this is why zdonot nehefachim l'schuyot, even the sins can become merits. They don't disappear. They don't go away. But through the kapara, they can become merits. They can become zchuyot. This is what the kaporet is about. Again, of course, you have to do tshuva. You have to fix your ways. But on top of that, once you start getting closer, once you walk into Beit HaKaporet, once you want to walk into Beit HaKaporet, this is where you get to. You straight away get to this kapara. This is maybe what this kaporet is about. The basis of the kuvim, the basis of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the world is revealed through this kapara, through this kaporet, behind this parochet. This is maybe the secret of it all. This is maybe the secret of Am Yisrael, the secret that we can come with the tshuva. Just do the tshuva, just do this kapara, and through the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn all the sins into merits. Through this kofer nefesh that we just saw last week in Parashat Mishpatim, the kofer nefesh that a person has to pay money, that a person has to pay once he does something bad, this kofer nefesh is the kapara, is what changes everything for the good. Again, it doesn't fix everything, it doesn't solve all the problems that happened, but it's the first step back. It goes beyond that fixing. It's the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship that is always there, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the deepest hester panim, even in the deepest of coverings, like we were saying, behind the parochet, on top of the kapot, even in the deepest of hidings, the revelation comes, the gilui shechina comes. This is maybe just a little bit of what the kapot is about and why this is the base for the kuvim and the basis for all of the mishkan and for the Beit HaKaporet.
Yeah, maybe this is also why when it says here that you should put the luchot inside the Aron, it doesn't say the luchot here. It's called the edut. Edut means the testimony. Testimony for what? Luchot isn't a testimony. Luchot is, you know, a set of mitzvot. But as we discussed by Yitro, it's a lot more than that. Aseret HaDibrot. It's Hashem saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am your God. This is the edut, and it's especially the edut once we have both the broken version and even after that broken version, a new one. It's exactly the proof, the edut of this relationship, that this relationship is not dependent on anything. No matter what goes between us, we do our best, we try to fix our ways, but no matter what, this relationship is unbreakable. That's what Kodesh HaKodeshim is. And as you said, on Shlosh Regalim, we open it all up so Am Yisrael sees that edut, see in front of their eyes, the Kruvim facing each other, the Kaporet, which represents represents that no matter what, Hashem is able to go beyond it, to create that separation between the things that we still have to correct to our relationship that continues no matter what.
Very good, very good. And as we are in Chodesh Adar, the very famous Chodesh from Hester Panim, from Hester Astir Panai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned everything around and revealed himself to the entire world through Hester, through not mentioning his name in the Megillah. Again, there's so much more we can continue talking about: the Kaporet, the Kapara, the Parochet, the Kisui, the coverings of the coverings, and the revealing. But we're out of time, so we'll end here. We'll leave you with your thoughts. Let us know in the comments what you think. If you have any other ideas, suggestions about the topic of the Kaporet and Shkoyach Yitzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, and Emet Hashem. We'll talk again next week.